Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. In my experience, a mother's heart can be won over by the persistent pleading of her children. Today is the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary, and the gospel for today comes from Luke chapter 11. And it says, Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And so this theme in the gospel also seems to really resonate with the title that we honor Mary under today, of Our Lady of the Rosary. The Rosary, which is a prayer of such repetition that if you kind of don't think necessarily about the particular words you're saying, but just think about the opening, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, just like, please, Blessed Mother, please, Blessed Mother. Each prayer being a petition to Our Lady to answer your request and your need, and just to place your desires in front of her and entrust them to the Good Mother. With my mom, I know it's common that she'll do things and not think so much about the sacrifice that is required of her, but rather just how she can work to satisfy the desires of her children, whether it's her semi-famous cheesecakes that she'll make for birthdays that require hours of preparation. And there's something that we just kind of have almost come to expect, that our mom does that. It doesn't seem to be that complicated. She just always gets it done. Or if it's doing any last minute stitching or sewing or shopping for things before going for a semester abroad. When I was in college, I delayed getting a lot of things, and my mom was with me at Walmart in the middle, or went with my sister in the middle of the night to go do all the last minute shopping that I didn't have time to do because I was doing the last minute packing. And how much more must the Blessed Mother love her children than even the best earthly mother could love her children? And we have not only a mother who has this profound love, but also a father in heaven who desires to give these good gifts to his children. But the gospel really is emphasizing persistence, to keep asking, to keep seeking, and to keep knocking, to be like the annoying friend who is knocking on the door in the middle of the night and continuing to ask for what they need, and to trust that whatever the motivation is, whether it's charity or generosity or just like, go home, leave me alone, that our good mother and our good father desire to hear our pleading and to give us not only what we need, but to fill the desires of our heart that will lead to true flourishing. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of your mother, for the way that she intercedes for her children, for the love and affection she has for us, and for the ways that she listens to our pleading and desires to be present to us in our need. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. Amen.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples in the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.